breakfast as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings. One of the thoughts I've had, by the way, in case you didn't know, this is the automatically deleted husband. I'm wondering, because my understanding, this is your business phone, and maybe I need to find if you have another phone number. That might have to be on my list of things to do. Speaking of cell phones, when I went to Publix yesterday, it was fascinating to me because as I was returning, with my normal bags over my shoulders, there was another gentleman, older gentleman, walking towards me, and his head was buried in his cell phone while he's walking towards me, which, you know, this is not out of the norm. And as he approached, he almost bumped into me. Because he wasn't paying attention to where he was going. And I literally had to move away in order to make sure he didn't bump into me. Because there was plenty of room for him to get by. Plenty of room because we were on the sidewalk and there was plenty of room for both of us. And I was on one side. And he just kind of moseyed over towards me and almost bumped into me. And, you know, it's a reminder because, you know, it's often talked about that more people die from traffic accidents caused by cell phone users than drunk drivers now. And, you know, it was simply a reminder of it's an addiction. And I wonder how many in my family have that addiction. You know, I have two pieces of cell phone hardware that I use them as stopwatches when I measure time when I walk, one was a burner phone when I went to Philadelphia, and otherwise it's off. I mean, it's not it's off as in no power, as in nothing. I think it's important to live that way. But one other thing, I wonder about, you know, there are days that go well and there are days where you have struggling with discouragement. And when those days occur, such as, to be honest, today, I also wonder about my wife. Because I can't encourage her. Because she just abandoned me. So what does she do? I want to be there to encourage her. But, you know, as you mature as a follower of Christ, you need to stick with the verse in Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Coming from a guy, that verse, a guy who went through a whole lot of tribulation, I think that's the model we need to follow. And one other thing. I've noticed that there's a whole bunch of conversation now on retaliation in the political field. It's especially because of the events in Washington, D.C., there are people openly calling for revenge on particular members of Congress. Anybody who was at the events in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, people are getting apparently fired because they were there. A number of people have pointed out that this is indeed nothing new. This is exactly what happened, and you may have heard me mention it more than once, in Nazi Germany, in the Soviet Union, and many other places and so forth. People turn in your neighbors. And of course, I've discussed how with the pandemic, You know, in Israel and the U.S., you can get an application on your cell phone that you can report somebody. The turning in your neighbors is obviously completely opposite to love your neighbor as yourself. But that's the way of the world. So do you cower and live in fear? Or do you trust in the Lord? I guess it's a rhetorical question, isn't it? My lady, whenever you're discouraged, I'm here. If you have any hint of love for me, I'm here. My love for you is unending.